How much did you see Byron Jones in the spring or your staff?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. Yeah, good player. Big, fast, tackles well. It's a good job. Got corner safety, flexibility. They also use him down by the line of scrimmage. You know, put him on Watson last week. So he's a versatile guy. He's got some length.
Delvin, you get a guy, I know it's not midseason, but during the season, and acquire him and sign him. How much of the evaluation is his ability to pick up the language, so to speak, and be able to get on the field?
Soon? Yeah, well, that's right. Having them know what to do to be able to get out on the field is, you know, important. So, you know, we've got to do a good job of teaching it, obviously condensing or streamlining information because you can't get the whole playbook in. They got to do a good job of working hard to learn it and specifically learn that game plan. So a lot of times you, you know, really try to get them on the game plan first, and then the next week you get the next game plan, but maybe you can add some, start to add some things to it, and, you know, eventually over time be able to catch up on the overall nomenclature, terminology, you know, more of a comprehensive understanding. And that varies from player to player, too, how experienced they are, how much experience they've had in a system similar to ours, or, you know, things that they can relate, or where there's carryover. So, you know, each one's a little bit different. You know, each of us learns differently, and some things we pick up quicker than others. So it's really very individualized between that player and whichever staff members in his position, coach, are part of that, getting him up to speed, covering what he needs to know for that game, but also getting him acclimated into, you know, all the other aspects of our program too, not just the plays, but there's a lot of other things they need to learn or fall in line with.
With respect to that, Justin Coleman, somebody who I guess didn't come into the midseason, but right at the beginning of the regular season, how has he developed, I guess, in the system? He's been here about a month or so now.
Yeah, I mean, definitely making progress. You know, it's hard for any player when they miss training camp. So there's a lot of ground there that just, you know, really never gets made up. You just try to close the gap as much as you can. But it's definitely getting, you know, better. And each week it's better, and there's more carryover, you know, kind of what we just talked about. But, yeah, he's definitely making good progress. This, you know, it's just a lot, long way to go. It's a big gap.
Is there a big difference between, we've talked with you about this sometimes, where a rookie comes in and maybe has to play a different technique from what he's played in college?
Definitely.
How different has it been for Justin in particular?
I'd say not too bad. Yeah, not too bad. But, yeah, no, it's definitely, I mean, you know, even, you know, you have your golf swing and then you go somewhere else and they change your swing. You know, it's sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder. So, but no, he's, you know, he's done a good job. I don't think it's been a big adjustment for him. You know, we play a lot of our corners techniques are closer to the line of scrimmage. Not all of them, but a lot of them. So that was something that, you know, he needs to work on a little bit, but he's done that, you know, too. And his athletic skills, I think, are good for, you know, what we've asked them to do. So, you know, that's, I wouldn't say that's a big problem. You know, we have some communication, some adjustments in our system. And, you know, anytime you have to do a lot of thinking, or, you know, you're unsure as to is it this, is it that, then that slows you down no matter how fast you are. So I think, you know, that's making improvement. And he's made a lot of improvement there. And that enables him to play faster, play more aggressively, play more confidently. And, you know, it just gets better every day.
How's Jabal's versatility strength in that position?
A lot. Jabal's done a really good job for us. You know, and he plays on all three downs, so he can play the run well. He's strong. He uses his hands well. He's got good length. He can rush. He's rushed inside, rushed outside, played on the tackle, played on the tight end, played some in there on the guard. He's, you know, and some in coverage, you know, on certain adjustments we have or certain calls.
Do
So he's done a good job. That's something you didn't really get to see him do at Cleveland. He pretty much always played one spot, you know, left end, pretty much the same technique, you know, most of his career. So having seen him do different things here and being able to adapt to him and, as you said, create depth and versatility for us has been a big plus for him and for us. It's been good.
It seems Dallas, I don't know if they're running with quite as much volume as what they did last year. What are you seeing from their running game with now with the Randall McFadden duo instead of DeMarco?
Good. Well, it's been a lot of Randall. You know, they've used McFadden a little bit as a change of pace guy, but, you know, he's certainly a quality player. He's got good size, runs well. You know, he can attack the perimeter of the defense, and he's got the power to get downhill. So they have very, you know, talented backs. You know, and Michael Kadiga from Seattle is another one. You know, I know he didn't play a lot last week, but, you know, I'm sure they traded for him because they – you know, have plans for him. So, you know, I'm sure he'll be showing up in there, if not this week, soon. So we got to be ready for him, too. You know, Dunbar gave him a lot of production in the passing game. But, you know, they have good depth at that position.
Well, you mentioned their offensive line is probably the best in the league the other day, I think. And I think you also said that they play well together. It seems like they spent a good enough amount of time to play well together. How does that show up, I guess, on the field? Are they able to do things that other teams can't be, you know, like just keep five guys in protection for
No, I don't think that's – yeah, I don't think that's really their thing. I mean, they make – you know, Coach Linehan mixes things up, so there's some of it. No, I would say they do a good job of, you know, getting the back started in the running game. They don't have a lot of penetration. It's not very many negative plays. They're usually able to get the back end of the line of scrimmage and, you know, get them going. Then, you know, it's up to them. But whether it's Murray last year or Randall this year, you know, those guys, once they get in there, make a lot of yards on their own, like the Atlanta run. You know, they're physical. They play with good – they play well together, a combination block, zone blocks, double team blocks. You know, Martin's good. Frederick's very athletic in there, you know, at center. You know, big, strong guy in Leary. You know, Smith's is – good as they come. You know, Free's done a good job for him. Witten's an excellent blocker. He's part of that offensive line in the running game. He's probably as good as we'll face. And he's very experienced. He knows how to, you know, work it, you know. And it's so, you know, you're not just worried about him getting into the pattern, but, you know, he's good in the point of attack in the running game. They move him some, so... You know, sometimes he's on the move, or, you know, you can't really set your defense to him because at times he'll, you know, change spots on you, and then you have to relocate it. So, but it's a very efficient group. You know, I played Collins in there a little bit, and, you know, a kid from Bentley whose name I can't pronounce, but, you know, they've all played a little bit of left guard when Leary was hurt, but they've got, you know, good depth there, and they've got, you know, good quality players. Three first-round picks, and really Collins probably, you know, without his pre-draft incident this year, probably would have been the first round too. So, I mean, it's really – I know he's a free agent, but it's really kind of four first-round picks, which is, you know, it's a lot at that position. You don't usually see that from – especially, you know, drafted by the same team. You might get, you know, a guy or two from another team later on down the line. But, you know, they've made a conscious effort to build that position, and it's certainly paid off for him.
Smith in particular, is it his length that's
everything? Yeah, I mean he's really good, long, athletic, power, good run blocker, good pass blocker, hard to get around, good finisher. You know, it seems like a great kid, works hard. You know, very dedicated guy. You know, off the field brings leadership to him, brings toughness. No, he does a good job.
Bill, speaking of offensive lines, Cowboys obviously back in the 60s and 70s, and Tom Landry and Staubach came up with the shift. What was the point of that back then, just from a historical perspective, to shift the offensive line?
Well, basically what they did was they gave each player, tight end, well, actually every player, they gave you know, they had different spots, so they could be like, you know, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 spots they could line up in. And when they double shifted, which they usually did, then the player had to line up within 2 spots of where he was going to end up. So the first time he could shift from A to B and then B to C where he was going to end up, or from C to B back to C, or, you know, wherever. And so when the line went up and went down, that was just another distraction and it's a temporary loss of some vision for the defense to recognize where the back was, you know. And so I'd say back when Coach Landry put it in, you know, most all plays were 2 back sets. So it was basically 3 formations, red, brown, and blue, strong backs, weak backs, and split backs. Then eventually we got into the I formation in the 70s. So that's kind of was the fourth position. Then, you know, every once in a while you'd have a guy up on the wing in a 1-back set, but that wasn't that common. But the tendencies from those formations, I, strong backs, weak backs, and split backs, on every team were, I would say, pretty strong in those days. You know, depending on who the players were in the scheme, but they were still pretty strong. You know, strong backs was a lot of running to the strong side, weak backs a lot of running to the weak side, split backs a lot of running to the strong side, a lot of passing. So, you know, there were a lot of strong tendencies. I think Coach Landry's idea probably was to keep those tendencies from being recognized until as late as possible by the defense and force the defense to communicate. Okay, we're doing this on brown, we're doing this on blue, we're doing this on red, it's over this to that, this one, the ball snapped, you know, and so you don't really have time to get into your adjustments, if you have any, or even your final recognition, you know, where, you know, players, you know, good players that were prepared, you know, here's what they do out of brown, here's what they do out of blue, here's what they do out of red, but, you know what I mean, it's red to brown to blue, you know, boom. So, but that line up and down was a little bit of a distraction, but you know, just blocked the vision a little bit of the linebackers from recognizing exactly where everybody was until they went back down. They go on some quick counts, so it would force you to declare if you were going to do anything, because they might snap it with everybody in 2-point stance, but, you know, most of the time they were up and down, and you know, it gave the quarterback a little bit more time to, you know, watch the defense, you know, see where they were going to go. I had, you know, when Ed Hughes came to Detroit, Ed Hughes was the running back coach for Coach Landry for, you know, a number of years down there. When he came to Detroit in 77, when I was there, and I coached the receivers that year. So I learned that offense. You know, that was kind of the offense that we installed that year and ran it. So it was pretty interesting. I mean, it was only 1 year, but it was pretty interesting to learn the Dallas offensive system, because very few people left Dallas. I mean, that staff stayed together. There wasn't a lot of, you know, movement out of there. So it was pretty interesting to learn the way that it was, you know, written, the way it was presented, the coaching points, you know, how different plays fit off each other. So
you don't see it anymore.
There's a lot of things you don't see anymore. I mean, first of all, it's a pretty complex scheme. So I think if you weren't well versed in it, that's not the kind of thing, you know, you just pick up and say, oh, gee, that looks good. Why don't we start running some of that? I think you got to really know it and know all the nuances of it and understand how it all fits together. Because, I mean, it was protections, it was routes, it was the volume of offense. Because they were together for so long, it was kind of like, Paul Brown's offense that he developed that then, you know, eventually, you know, Walsh built on. But I mean, after, you know, not years, but I mean decades, a couple decades really of running the same thing, you build up a lot of volume, but there's a reason for everything, and each play has a complement. And if you're not really in that system, you know, I think it'll be hard to start it up somewhere else. You'd probably start up what you've been familiar with and what you know, rather than jump into, you know, something that's, you know, as intricate as that. Same thing with the flex defense. I mean, it was, unless somebody left there, like when Coach Stallings left, but, you know, you didn't really see anybody else doing that, because I don't know if anybody just really understood it, or maybe didn't believe in it, but whatever, they didn't know it well enough to, you know, coach it and install it like Dallas did.
It's much more than a gimmick, though.
I don't think any of their things were gimmicks. I think there was a lot of thought into all of them. There was a reason for everything. The hard thing for us in Detroit that year in 77 was trying to get to the point where the Dallas offense was, you know, after 15 years or whatever it was, in 1 year. You know, and it was impossible, you know. I mean, you have to pick out a few things, try to get good at those, build on those. But the same when you looked at the Dallas offense after, you know, years and years and years and years of coaching it, drafting players into it, developing it, doing all the things they did with it, and then you try to run it, you know, you're a long way from being where they are, you know, on a lot of levels. You know, even if you have good talent, I mean, still the system is pretty involved. So it was a great learning experience for me. I mean, I learned a ton. Because that's something I, prior to, had never been involved with, obviously, and since then, have never. But I'm not saying I understand it, but at least I've coached it. I mean, I understand, you know, some of the principles of it. We actually run those plays or not, but the principles that were involved, what they tried to do, you know, it was very, very educational. I was taking a graduate course and, you know, that. Which, along the same lines, you know, in addition to, but, you know, also learned a lot about the flex defense, even though we didn't run it. The fact that Ed had come from Dallas, kind of had the Dallas systems, that we were able to talk about it, you know, he understood what they were doing. I mean, that was also very educational. So, I mean, I was fortunate my first few years in the league. I mean, I worked for a lot of different coaches, worked a lot of different assistant coaches, worked in different systems, worked in different cities, saw different players, different organizations. So, I mean, I got a lot of exposure and, like, a lot more than I wanted, but I got a lot of exposure in a short amount of time to a lot of football. And, you know, in the end, that's not a bad thing. Wasn't that great at the time, but in the end, it was, you know, it turned to be beneficial.
Rolando McClain bring to the table. What does his return
going to
do for the Dallas defense?
Well, I mean, he's a good football player. You know, he played well for him last year in the middle. I mean, he's a very athletic guy. He's got good size for an inside linebacker. He's a tall guy. You know, he's got runs well. He's, you know, probably in a four. You know, he's big. He's fast. He's very smart. He understands defense as well. He can handle, you know, controlling the front seven, which I don't think that's any problem for him. He's a tough guy. He's a good tackler. So he's another good football player. I think, you know, Hitchens done a good job for him. You know, he played a little bit out. He played outside last year. Well, actually, he played all three spots last year. So just gives him more depth at that position. And obviously, you know, Lee's a good player. It looks like they, you know, last week they played Wilbur more down than up, but. You know, he's played up for him. Gatchkar's, you know, guy that played at San Diego and has done a good job of, you know, moving into the situation here. They drafted Dallas. They drafted Wilson. You know, he's another quality player that gives them good depth there. So it's just another good player.
I wanted to ask you about Deion Lewis. News came out yesterday that you guys had agreed to an extended deal. I wanted to ask you what you've seen from him maybe off the field. That allowed the organization to know that it wanted to make that kind of commitment to him.
I mean, I think off the field, Deion's been great. You know, had a really good offseason for us, works hard. You know, he's a well-conditioned player. I mean, trains hard, he's strong. You know, he does a very good job of really knowing. I mean, the volume we have on offense is extensive. I mean, he's done a good job of learning. Obviously, all the running back stuff, but, you know, extended play, empty plays, things like that, where he's playing out of the backfield, you know, various things. Did a good job for us in the kicking game. You know, start out, you know, we could use him as a kickoff returner. We have other, you know, Danny's done a good job for us there, too. I mean, we have some other options, but, you know, he's shown value in the kicking game, shown value in all three downs on offense. You know, he does a good job of, you know, learning. He's learned a lot of different spots, a lot of different adjustments, all the different blitz pickups and so forth in the passing game. So he's picked things up well. He works hard. He's tough. He's there every day. You know, very coachable. Just really tries to do what you ask him to do. You know, whatever it is, he just, you know, doesn't ask any questions. He just works hard to get it right. And I mean, he loved to coach guys like that. So
you guys have had running backs in the past. Who maybe not the exactly the same build, but make yards in a similar kind of way where there's a lot of, you know, shiftiness, I guess is the word. But how unique is Deion's ability to start and stop?
He's got good short area quickness, good change of direction. You know, I think for his size, he's got good power. I mean, he's never going to be a, you know, 240-pound, you know, power back, but for his size, he's got good power and explosiveness. You know, you see him put his shoulder down and, you know, pick up a couple extra yards or run through those light tackles. So, you know, as well as his ability to make guys miss in space and, you know, change direction. So he's got a number of ways he can, you know, get extra yards and, you know, his ability to catch the ball, his ability to run inside and outside, you know, gives you a lot of options with a guy like that in the game. So he's, you know, he makes the most out of what he's got. He's got good skill sets, not the same as other guys, but, you know, he can make his work, and he's done it on a number of different levels, different, you know, first down, second down, third down, running game, passing game, inside, outside, kick returns. So, you know, this just got a lot to work with there. All right, great. See you in Dallas. Okay.